That's you, Howard.
Is that me?
So rise and let's welcome Howard Partridge to the stage. Give me an R.
Are y'all excited?
Yes.
Man, I woke up. Listen, this is probably, I've lost count, but we have done over 75 of these kind of conferences right here. Isn't that hard to believe? Yeah. We've been doing these quarterly for years. And once we crossed like 75, like I just started losing count, right? And I always keep notes day by day. And one pattern that I see is that every time we have a conference, I wake up at about 3:30 in the morning because I'm excited. So I think that what we ought to do from now on is have an early bird session like at 5 a.m. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's some people like, yeah, we'll just sleep in the room. How about that? You know, we have a slumber party, you know. Like, I can't tell you that how blessed we are that there are people in this room that are on every pod, every webinar. It's just like, it's like we're family or something.
Yes.
Are we family?
Yes.
What Inner Circle is about is community. And the reason I started Inner Circle to start with is because I used to sell products. Our company is Phenomenal Products, right? And so I built this whole business system out. I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine every single thing that's on the Inner Circle website today is in binders and CDs and DVDs. Anita, you probably remember this. If you took all the modules and stacked them up, they're about this high. So I traveled around the country doing seminars, and when people would buy the modules, they'd have to take two trips to their car. And I was at a trade show one time, and of course, you know, we got to, like, put the stacks of modules like this so you can actually see through the table or put them behind you, right? So I'm at a trade show, and one of our customers walks by, and he just waved me off. And he said, I got more stuff from you than I'll ever be able to use in my lifetime. How many of you know that that's not a good business model when you have no repeat customers, right? I mean, we didn't charge enough for those things to last a lifetime. But how many of you know that it wasn't a good business model for you either? Because there's this little thing called FTI, right? Uh-oh. What does that stand for?
Failure
to implement. You can have all the information in the world. So what makes people implement? What makes people implement?
Hunger.
Hunger. How do you stay hungry?
By having a dream.
by having a dream. But what if you're all by yourself dreaming, right? You don't have anybody to put fuel on that fire, right? So what I figured out is we started the Inner Circle because we wanted to help people implement the proven systems. And what I found out is that when you have a community around you that is there to support you, to encourage you, and help you be accountable, and you engage in that community, sooner or later, you're going to see yourself growing. Y'all ready to grow?
Yes.
Welcome to the Phenomenal Freedom Conference. You ready to get free?
Yes.
Ready to get free personally and professionally? Listen, there's no reason that we need to struggle. Most of the struggles that we have are right here, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're right here. What one man can do, another can do. What one woman can do, another can do. And so what happens is we get a little bit of stinking thinking, and we need to check up from the neck up. See, freedom starts right here. And how many of you know that your thoughts have a gravitational pull? That whatever you continually focus your mind on, you eventually become. A man is as he thinketh, right? Mr. Ziegler said you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. And the reason we're here is to put fuel on that fire, to help each other. How many of you were here yesterday at leadership? Let me see your hands. Our leadership group. There with Ellen Rohr yesterday. She's going to be here again today. And then they went to Elisa's office. You don't know this, okay? You know that they were there, but I know. But you don't know what I'm about to say.
No.
I run into Ellen yesterday afternoon. She goes, "You been to Lisa's place?" I said, "Yeah." She's like, "Girl boss." You know, like, I think that's what she said. It was something like that. She was so impressed with you, your company, and to think where this young lady was when she started with this community. And last year, end of 2022, she paid out $140,000 in bonuses to her team. And guess what you do when you pay your team $140,000 in bonuses? You give yourself one too. So she got a $140,000 bonus, okay? And the transformation that happens as a result of this community is astounding to me. And I feel so blessed to be able to drive the bus, you know? So it's like, I wake up on conference day, right? And I can't sleep because what happens to me is I go to sleep at 9, I go to bed at 9 o'clock. So last night I go to bed at 9:30. And then, bing, because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I need to talk about this. I need to talk about that. I want to change my presentation. I want to, like, you know, I'm thinking about what's going to happen today. And I can't help it. Once in a while, I'm able to go back to sleep, but not when we have Inner Circle Conference, because, like, I can't wait to get down here and be with you guys and to share. So y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give Sherry Perry a big hand clap for leading us. Let's give our team a big hand clap. Doesn't this room look patriotic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they get here really early and they stay late and they don't get much sleep. So bless them today. And let's give you guys, listen, you guys, this is only Inner Circle members in the room right now. We're trying to keep those back tables open because after a while, we've got about 50 people that were in this room yesterday that aren't members yet, and they're going to be coming in the room. I don't know if they'll come before the first break or after the first break, but they'll be streaming in. So anyway, right now, it's just us. We do whatever we want to do, right? So why do we get together every quarter? Because we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of, you know, where we're going, where we're at now. We need to be able to understand how to fill that gap. We need to be around people who have already done what we want to do. And all across this room are people who are a little bit ahead of you, and there's some that are a little bit behind you. That means everybody here has something to give, okay? And we're here as a community to support one another, to encourage one another, and to help one another be accountable to be the best version of themselves. See, accountability is not, you know, did you do your job? Like, checklists. Checklists are great, okay? Checklists and systems and all that is so that it makes it easier for your team to do the things that they need to do. Make it easier for them to do it right. That's what systems are about. That's what checklists are about, okay? Support is about training. Support is about information. Support is about skills. Support is about, you know, going through the training. Encouragement is, you know, putting fuel on that flame, right? Mr. Ziegler said that encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs. See, when you get around this group and you find out, well, that person is doing twice as much revenue as me. They have a great team. They're taking wonderful vacations. And they ain't no prettier than me. That was supposed to be like, we need a chuckle sign, right? Like, you know, applause, like, you know, this is when you laugh, you know. Anyway, how's that go? They're not any smarter than you. This is not about being smart or pretty. It's about being following a plan, following a system. So you don't get the system overnight. It's too much. All the stuff that's in those modules is too much. So we have to work through it little by little, step by step. Yes?
Yes.
Or yes? Okay. All right, so we're going to have our checkup from the neck up this morning. And what I call this is, Christian, you ready for me, buddy?
I am. Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, before you change that, we got Donald Miller coming in today, y'all. Woo! Wait, go back. We got Tommy Mello coming in. Yes, in fact, my friend Jim Clouk, is Jim in the room? He's here. He's up. I know he's up. So the way I met Tommy Mello was I went to Jim Clouk's house, and I said, man, I've been wanting to meet you for a long time. He said, yeah, me too. I've been wanting to meet you. And we started playing cornhole. I never played cornhole in my whole life. I don't know how to do it. And of course, I didn't win because I didn't know how to play it. But don't tell Tommy this, but I was at a trade show in Fort Lauderdale last week, and I learned from a master cornholer that, I guess, is that what you call it? Master cornholer?
Yeah,
like, so, yeah. Huh?
A pro cornholer.
What's wrong with master? Okay, professional cornhole player. Okay, whatever. Okay, anyway. So anyway, I learned how to throw these things, okay? But I'm not going to show anybody until I get a rematch from Tommy. Now, Tommy's not on the stage till tomorrow morning, and we got some little bit of scheduling issues. I have a local presentation that I'm doing, so I may not be here when Tommy starts. And as soon as he's done, my friend A.C. Lockyer is here. He's going to take the stage. So I don't know when Tommy and I will be able to compete, but I'd like to do it in front of the group. So maybe when he gets here this afternoon and peeks in the door, I'll be like, you know, and so that I can get it on film when I beat Tommy. By the way, Tommy Mello shortened his Australia trip to be here with you guys. Yeah, he cut his Australia trip. He's flying straight from Australia to be here. Don't look. Close. A little more practice. All right. Go back to that slide, Chief. We got Ellen Rohr in the house today. Woo! Wait, do you hear this young lady's story today? I've known her for 25 years. She never told me this story. And tomorrow, you think you know Santiago Arango, but you don't know the whole story. So that boy is going to share his freedom story tomorrow. Mr. Jim McDonough in the house. Listen, we can't do this too much. If you're a veteran and you're in this room right now, I want you to stand up. If you're a veteran, okay, Jim, stand up. Thank you for your service. Listen, we slept safe last night. Well, some of us slept, but we were safe. Even though I couldn't sleep, I was safe because of these men and women who served our country. I know our country is not where it needs to be right now. I know that. But the idea that this country was founded on, the freedom that we have to be able to do this right here, to build businesses. Do you know of any other country that people are like lining up by the millions to try to get in? Do you know any country that is as free as this country? So that's tomorrow. Let's see. Speaking of which, Captain Charles Plum. Tomorrow is May 19th. You want to guess what day he was shot down over Vietnam? May 19th. And he spent the next 6 years in a Hanoi prison cell that was 8x8 cell. You can debate whether we should have been there or not. But when you're a soldier, they say go, you go. Period. So Captain Charles Plum, yes? Yeah. Or yes? Yeah. All right. Okay, Christian.
Ready?
Yeah. All right. One of the ways we encourage one another is by sharing our wins. And so I'd like to have an icebreaker time at your table. The first thing I'd like for you to do is I want everybody at your table to point to the facilitator of your table. Okay? And everybody points. All right. Everybody points.
Now you get it, okay? Election.
If you have, okay, if you had the most fingers pointing at you, then I want you to stand up, please. Stand up for me. Yay. Okay. Every table has a facilitator. Now, as the table facilitator, you may now select someone else at your table to be the facilitator if you'd like to delegate that. Or you can do it yourself. If you're a high D, you probably want to do it yourself. Okay? All right. If you have been delegated to, go ahead and stand up so that we have all of our leaders standing up. Okay. Look at this. I love it. Okay, keep standing. Keep standing. All right. One of the things that you want to learn in the inner circle is how to do a pod. By the way, bonus points for somebody. Who can tell me what PODS stands for? P-O-D-S. Yes, sir. Power of Discovery Systems. Because here's what happens. When you share around the table, when you share in the group, you hear things that you didn't expect to hear, and you discover something nobody told you. It's just something you picked up. When you find it, you own it. That's the power of discovery. Because if I tell you something, you go, eh, I don't know. But if you find it, you're like, oh, yeah, that was my idea, so it must be a good idea. Chuckle sign. Okay. All right. You can't. Okay. So what you're going to do is in 60 seconds or less, you're going to share your biggest win this quarter since the last conference. I know it's not exactly a quarter always, but it might be 2 months, it might be 4 months. But since the last time you were here, the biggest thing, that's the biggest win in the recent few months that you want to share, keep it to 60 minutes. If you need a timekeeper at your table, then please do that. Huh? What'd I say? 60 seconds. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I could give you 60 minutes and I promise you,
It
wouldn't be enough, and B, you wouldn't even miss me. You know, I think, you know, next Inner Circle conference we have, we're just going to open the door for you guys, and, you know, I'll show up 2 hours later. Hey, stop saying amen. Okay. All right. So 60 seconds or less, and as the facilitator, you're going to model this. And somebody needs to keep time, because so if you got a high eye that wants to, you know, keep going. Okay. Aww. You can't keep. Why are you saying all?
There's nothing wrong with talking a lot.
No, there's not. But there's a lot wrong with talking over 60 seconds at this table. Okay. In fact.
I'll keep Michael quiet.
Okay. In fact, y'all can have a seat, but keep listening. Okay. At the Destined Dream Retreat, I wanted to see how long Deanna Sullivan could stay quiet. I have my timer. Dude, we're just going to sit here. Just show me. 38 seconds. That's all she could. That's all she could do.
I was trying to clarify the instructions.
Okay. So keep it moving. Here's the last piece of instruction. When you're going to go clockwise around the table, and when the last person, the person to your right, has shared, you're going to stand up, and that's going to give me and everybody else a visual of how we're doing. You got it?
Yes.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Ready, set, grow.
Wait.
Isn't he the facilitator?
Kenneth?
No, you got.
We're a team. And you're using her time up right now.
You're using her time.
No, I'm using your time because you're the facilitator. Sherry, I'm going to need that microphone. I'll need it up here. Okay. All right. The next thing I want you guys to do is I want the facilitator to to select somebody from your table. It needs to be the owner of the company, inner circle member. There's a reason for that. Whoever had the biggest win at your table, that is the owner of the company, inner circle member, I want you to come right up here, send them up here to share with the rest of us. This is to encourage one another. Give Elise a big hand clap. Come on now. Woo!
My big win for the quarter, which...
All right. Give Elise a big hand clap. What's up, Rodney? Good to see you here, boss. Wow,
my big win for the quarter is probably something that's been in the process since I joined. I think it's been like 10 years now in the inner circle. But I won American Institute of Architects, the Houston Chapter's Firm of the Year this year.
Woo!
And as a small business competing against large architecture firms, I think that's even, for me, a bigger accomplishment.
So there was a larger, very large architecture firm.
So there's large firms that have Houston offices that can apply for the award, submit for it. It's a big deal. It's like a 30-page submission of all of your work and reasons and culture and why you're so great.
So, woo! Yeah. Love that. Great job.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Come on, John.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
You betcha.
I'm John Labuda. I own a mathnasium franchise here. It's a math tutoring business in Cypress, Texas. And my biggest win is, you know, you have to learn to delegate, find the right people on the bus, put them in the right seats.
Yep.
And my wife, who is my partner, was managing our business after COVID. We lost a manager.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we wanted to work on our business rather in our business.
Yeah.
And we finally found someone to replace my wife as a center manager for our largest center. And finding the right person makes such a difference when you find the right person. She's got energy. She's got the right talent, right personality to run the business. And we feel comfortable delegating that to her.
Love it. If you have a dream and no team, you got to give up the dream or build up the team. Excellent. Thank you, John. And John. John and John.
I'm John Jeffress with Deep South Focus Photography. We're in Mobile, Alabama.
Woo!
And our
Lower Alabama.
Our biggest win this quarter is because of the Inner Circle, we continue to grow. We now have a team of 8 photographers. Wow. and staff. We've hired a marketing director for our company. We've brought our team, some of them, to the conference this year. And the biggest win of all, though, I think, is because of everything we've learned from Howard and the Inner Circle, we've actually learned how to acquire new staff properly. And one of the biggest wins was our competitor decided to shut down his business and come to work for us.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you'd be so good that it's like, I'm going to shut this thing down and go work for them, right?
Yeah.
All right, come on, Michael. Yay. Woo!
Hi, Michael Tessero, Centex Pressure Washing. We started our business in 1987, 37, 38 years ago. The Inner Circle changed how we did business, and it changed it phenomenally. During the pandemic, we're restaurant-related, so our last quarter, it pretty much went in the dumps. We lost all our employees. We lost a lot of our business. And I was ready just to sell my client list off, then sell off my assets, and just call it quits. We rebuilt it back, and we had our business assessed by a broker and found out it was worth a lot of money. And my operations manager, who I've known for 20 years, worked for me off and on, but came on full-time. He's purchasing our business, and now we're gonna sell it for like 8 times what I thought it was worth. It's amazing.
Yeah. You're the man. Yeah. You didn't see me, but I was over here because you're such a tall, big man. I was over here like, he makes me stand taller, you know. Thanks, Michael. Come on, Stephanie.
So
We started our business in 2008 during the recession, just out of necessity. We joined Howard's group in 2012 when it was just Jeremy and myself. We had no team members, no nothing, barely any sales. And on March 16th, we sold it.
And you've been on like a 2-month vacation since then.
And the thing is, we sold it for so much money that I'm not saying this to sound boisterous or brag, but we sold it for so much money that we never have to work again.
Wow.
But we are going to work.
What are you going to do, by the way?
We're going to work for
you. No, you got to work for yourself. So tell them what you're doing now.
So we want to help other people do that because we didn't think that that would ever happen. You know, we thought we were just going to be on this roller coaster for the rest of our life. So we want to help other people who feel like that. So we're franchise phenomenal business coach owners now.
Yay. Rock star. Hey, you remember I told you, right?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, good to see you, buddy. Come on up here. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
We had a $1 million day on the beach one time.
Yes, we did. My name is Michael Jones. My business is called AutoPalm. That name represents automotive peace of mind. So we're all about helping our customers have less anxiety about the high cost of unexpected auto repair so they can enjoy the benefits of owning a vehicle without all the worry. So that's what we do. So this is my first conference in the last 3 months. I think my biggest win has been pivoting my marketing toward from business to consumer to business to business. So I'm pursuing lenders and credit unions, and I've chosen LinkedIn as a vehicle to do that. In the last 3 months, I've acquired almost 400 new connections with branch managers, loan officers, and CEOs.
Great. Awesome. Beautiful. Great job, buddy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the conference. How many other people are here for the first time? Okay. Awesome. Now, a lot of those people are actually on the tour. Most of them are not members, except for this young lady walking in the room right now. She's one of our newest members. This is Chestnut, you guys. Don't you love that name? Hey, Chestnut, this is your new family. These are all Inner Circle members right here, okay? So welcome. Give her a big hand clap. Okay, come on, Lauren.
Thank you, Howard. My name is Lauren Goodrich. I own Houston Deck and Shade. I started my business when I was 19 years old. And, man, it's been a fun ride. I love it. Anyway, I was at the last conference, and I sat right back over there on the first day. And I remember this specific moment when I was just depressed. It was like God just told me, you have got to get out of the marine business. I'm really bad about seeing a really good opportunity and just going head over heels. So a couple of years ago, I bought a pile driving barge. We started doing some marine work, boat lifts, all kind of other stuff. We built high-end custom decks on dry land. There's a big difference when you get out over the water, especially in the waters, you know, 10, 12, 14 foot deep. So I was sitting over there and Lord said, you got to get out of the marine business now. But I had $170,000 worth of work lined up. And it was coming. I already had the material bought. It was coming. It was ready to go. And I said, okay, after I do these jobs. So that was in February. In early April, we started these jobs. Very first job, man, waves, Lake Livingston. If you're from around here, man, waves like this. You can't work in it. So, I'm just depressed. It's terrible. Finally, we get a clear day. I go out there. I raise the first piling up. By the way, I have 15 employees, and I'm the one that has to be on the barge. You tell me that's a good idea? No, it's terrible. So, very first piling, I got it done. Second one, I destroyed the mast on my pile driving barge.
Oh.
And I had a bunch of money invested in this thing, and I just depressed. Within 36 hours, I was out of the marine business, and God said, nope, you're done. So I refunded all my customers' money. I humbly went to him and said, I can't finish this. So it was the absolute hardest thing that I've ever done in business, period. The most humbling and the most exhilarating. I got more time now than I did then, and man, half as much headache.
What are you going to do now?
We'll build more decks.
So in other words, you just gave up the water part.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing the land part.
Oh, yeah.
Focus.
If you can put it in with post hole diggers, we're going to do it. If you got to have a freaking boat, we ain't doing it.
Hey, what I love about this is that somebody could come in February, it's only May, and you have this revelation and you take massive action. I love that. That the thing that every day I look up to God and say, you see somebody that you never met before, you don't know who's going to come in, who's going to join, who's not going to join, and who's going to just have this transformation. It's amazing. Thank you for that, brother.
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah. Glad you're here, man.
Me too.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Rodney, hadn't seen you in a coon's age, yeah. Man. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
That's Lower Alabama or the other L.A., you know, Louisiana.
Yeah, so I'm Rodney Sepala, and I own two kitchen cabinet companies, and I'm blessed to own them with my brothers. So one is a brick and mortar that Howard visited.
Yep.
Our old location.
I remember that, yeah.
Many years ago. And that side, my brother Sean owns it with me. And we finally signed up with a new operating system. We've been using QuickBooks Enterprise for years and 8-user seats and all this stuff. And we finally switched to a cloud-based system that is going to run everything and real-time reporting. And it's unbelievable. But it's a huge step for us. And we do EOS with Santiago, with both sides of the business. And Santiago's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Santiago comes and visits us.
Yeah.
I hear that's like
that's
special
rare.
Treatment.
Don't tell them that.
But we feed him oysters, so
you
that's
feed
why
him
he
oysters.
Comes.
Don't. That's supposed to be a secret, okay?
So that's
like I say, you cannot travel when you got kids. And he's like, "Well, I got to keep going to see Rodney." It's like, okay, just y'all keep it a secret.
Yeah, we love him. We're family for sure.
That's awesome.
And then on the e-commerce side, so last year with Santiago's help, we launched this nationwide kitchen cabinet company. Absolutely amazing. A dream come true. We've been trying to do it for 5 years, and
wow.
Santiago's been crucial all the way through. And I remember one thing that he said that was funny. We're interviewing vendors, or they're interviewing us to see if we're a good fit for them, because it's kind of like a new thing in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, money talks. Santi tells us that. So we're like, okay, so we're going to share the vision with them. And we shared the vision with them, and they signed us up immediately. So
nice.
That's really cool. And the big win there is we have a territory manager in South Carolina. So my brother Jamie owns that with me, and he lives in Oregon. I live in New Hampshire and Florida part of the year. So living in freedom every day.
That's what I'm talking about. Living in freedom every day, buddy.
Taking clues from you. Yeah, it's just great.
So. Can I only have one complaint?
What?
I told Santi this, but obviously he hasn't told you yet.
Okay.
So you spilled the beans, I'll spill the beans.
Okay.
Why do I not know when he's going to, what is it, Anna Marie Island?
Oh, yeah, Sarasota. But Anna Marie Island is right nearby. That he came one time.
What about me?
I know. Like, next time you're invited.
Okay. You need to give me some advance notice.
Okay.
It's like, hey, Chief, I need some texting Santi. I'm in I'm on Anna Marie Island with Rodney right now. I'm like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks,
proud
you,
of you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't
done
do
a great job,
you.
Man. Great. Michelle.
Hello. Hi, I'm Michelle Thomas, your favorite CPA. I've had my CPA firm for 22 years, and thanks to being in Inner Circle, this last quarter I did something completely crazy for a CPA. I was gone April 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th to Destin, Florida, where I leveled up in my DISC certification.
Got DISC certified.
Yes.
Yay.
And so I'll be doing, got freed up because I've got the right people in the seats, and they held the fort while I was gone during like that time of year. Crazy.
I love
so
that.
So it was fantastic, and I can't wait to do more.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Give Michelle a big hand clap. Awesome. Great job. Tyler, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, Chief.
I'm Tyler Schecksnyder with Veteran Exteriors in Louisiana. We're an exterior cleaning soft wash company. So my big win this quarter was hiring Jim as my coach and partnered with that and bringing on some new team members. We've been able to we tripled our best March ever and doubled our best April ever, and so we're on track to finally break seven digits this year. And so it's been a pretty awesome year. Yeah.
Yes, love it, man. Congratulations, great job. Come on, Nathan.
All right, so I'm Nathan Schaefer with Schaefer Heating and Cooling. We do residential heating, air conditioner, and indoor air quality. This past, since the last conference, we've been extremely busy. So we've made 5 new hires, a new salesperson, 2 in the office, a service tech, and 2 install helpers. We have implemented DISC with our team. Kyle has gotten DISC certified, one of our directors. Jim and myself are getting DISC certified here coming up in July.
Yep.
And you have seen, or we have seen, a huge difference in the team culture already. They're asking when the next training is. And so
nice.
That's been phenomenal.
Nice.
We've mailed out 135 letters to other companies for acquisitions, and I currently have 10 NDAs signed, working with them and getting their financials. So I'm hoping and praying at least 1 or 2 or several of those deals will come through. And a lot of this has happened through EOS, which we've also implemented since last conference with Santi.
Good.
And we've gotten more done in the last about 75 days, I guess, or so, with being on the EOS system and our meetings that we've been doing.
That's
than we
awesome.
Probably would have all year or the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And so lots has been happening. So.
And you haven't been a member really for that long. About how long?
Since January, or beginning of the year, I guess, end of the year.
Beginning of this year?
Yes. Yep.
Like four months or so?
Yep.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! So.
Hey. I think this thing's working.
Yep. Absolutely.
Congratulations,
yep.
Brother.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Electa! Yay!
Good morning. I'm a C, so my story will be short. But
you're not going to give us the details?
No, I'm not. All right. Well, I have quadrupled my client list specifically just off of referrals from Inner Circle and Ellen Rohr. So that has been phenomenal.
Wait. You said you get referrals as a bookkeeper from Inner Circle and who?
Ellen Rohr. I'm now the preferred bookkeeping vendor for all Zoom Drain franchisees.
Look, hey. If you're the preferred bookkeeper for Ellen Rohr, do you know that you got to be good? If you know anything about Ellen Rohr, you know you got to be good, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Denise.
Hey there. Good morning. Thank you so much for hosting this. This is amazing. So we're baby Inner Circlers. We've been here less than a month, but we are excited. We are Hometown Soft Wash. We are an affiliate of Soft Wash Systems. Love it. We are owner-operators, so it's my husband and I on the truck that we do all the business. We've had some health issues and things of that nature that have something has tried to kick us off the truck, and we the Lord has said, nope. He said, I got a ministry plan for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's that? Husband and wife team on a truck servicing our community. It's amazing. People ask, you guys get along well enough to work together? We certainly do. And we feel like, you know, there's a lot of marriages in this world that are suffering. And if we can inspire anybody to know that, hey, husbands and wives can work together, they can be successful. This isn't all about money. This is about serving the Lord and serving our community. And so we're very blessed and humbled at that. And just a quick note, we just...
We just about landed an 87,000 square foot commercial building to soft wash. We were asked to partner with a local pressure washing company, and when we went in and told them what we do, they're like, could you give us a bid to soft wash it? And we said, we certainly can. And so we're closing on that commercial property, 87,000 square feet. So awesome. Lots of wins.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to see you guys soar.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What's up, Matt?
You want me to stand down here?
Okay. No, here, hold this. You ready? Hold on. By the way,
I think I still got you.
This is the perfect time to show you guys. I have red, white, and blue socks on. Freedom. That's right. There's other people that didn't like me that thought I was goofy before they really got to know me. It's going to be okay. Wait. The whole reason I got up here. Go ahead, little man.
Oh, you got me now. Matt Clark, I turned houses into homes. I started my company when I was 19, too, and it was honey do into honey done. And I have been blessed to be able to be a part of Inner Circle thanks to your generosity because of some stuff I was doing when we had a hurricane here. And everything that I know about business, I've learned from Inner Circle, which I don't know a whole lot, but everything has come from here. And I was at a place, a month ago, where Randy and Sherry...
Community, baby.
And I were on a call together, and I was at a place where I was ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to hang up on that call and throw in the towel, not just on business. And I didn't. And I was able to hire a longtime friend recently, and I have hope again for my business. You know, I see you guys. I see you guys with your teams, and I see how they're making your dreams happen. And I have hope that I can get there now. And this was, I didn't want to take this step after the last hire, but I saw Randy do it. I've seen y'all do it. I know it can happen.
Hope, yes. Give him a big hand clap.
Love you too, Mindy.
Hope and encouragement. That's what we're talking about. My brother. All right. Come on, Tony. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. You want to just talk?
Do I want to just talk? I always want to talk.
I'll just sit down then.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you have to say.
About you?
No.
I don't even know what your win is yet. Tell me.
I'm Tony Giesel, and we have our own business in Central Kansas. It's new home construction, outdoor living projects, and remodels. It's all upper end. I had two sons with me, working with me. And in my journey, my oldest son that was with me, he has learned to become a trim carpenter, probably one of the best that there is. And I was training my other one he's 19. And a month ago, he told me, he says, I want to go give some time. And he's here in Houston at a hospital working for 6 months, donating his time. My other son, after the last conference, I learned that I needed to start making him do more in the business than what he has been doing. And I hated to see it happen. I really wanted to hire somebody to do that job because I loved his work, and he's part of why I am what I am. And he's gonna be extremely hard to replace, but after I got, I realized that I needed to advance him to a place of his capacity. And when I got back from the last conference, we were visiting, and he asked me, am I going to be doing the manual labor all my life? And I said, no, this is where I think you need to go. And I'm putting him into that position slowly as he is learning. He is helping me, and it's taken a load off of my mind. That's my win.
Hey, thank you. Look right over there. See my son right there?
I do.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, okay? Let's just put it that way.
And he's the reason.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, he's my accountability partner.
Are you saying I made you who you are today?
Can I ask you a question, sir? Good coaches ask good questions, right? Okay. What book was it that I dedicated to you, and what did I say in that dedication?
Well, it's Think and Be Phenomenal, but if you read it differently, it could be a little passive aggressive, you know?
And the problem is that he's doing AV and he's wide awake. Because there was a time,
yes,
when he was at the AV table, but he was not awake.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Anybody else have teenagers? You had teenagers?
Yes.
Okay. We got through it. By the way, Christian will be 30 on Saturday. This Saturday. Happy birthday, Chief. Come on, Greg.
Well, thank you, Howard, helping
us. It's my pleasure,
helping
sir.
Us all get free.
I don't have a tie, but I have a vest.
You want to borrow one? No, you got a vest on. You look good.
It matches my vest.
Well, I can't wait to see you and Dustin. This your vest on.
And my shorts.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
I could
yeah,
do
of
that.
Course that. So.
Okay. Flip-flops?
Optional.
Okay. So. Red, white, and blue flip-flops?
Well, that'd be perfect.
Okay, perfect. What's your biggest win this quarter?
It was a table win. You know, we had one person that had 900 people at a conference, a young man that hired his first employee, another young man, my brother, wherever he is.
This
Michael,
table right here?
Yeah, right here. Michael got rid of the cancer out of his business and helped him move forward. I got another young man over there, Kenneth, who's writing a book about gumption for kids. And we're ready to take our business to the next level and move on so we can help other people save, earn, and learn with a digital platform that gives them best price guarantee in everything they do.
I think that we're among a whole bunch of winners. What do y'all think?
We cannot wait to get free with you, Howard. We appreciate everything you do for us.
Absolutely.
Love
appreciate
you, man.
You, brother. Love you. Lendl came up in the house. Hey, all these guys just walked in, but they like, I'm getting on that stage because I got to share, brother.
What's up,
come
brother?
On, brother.
Good
what
to see you,
got?
Man. Okay, first off, I love every one of you. Mindy, you're awesome. Yes. So, biggest win this quarter. My name is Lendl Woodruff with Woodruff Windows.
How's that baby, by the way?
She's amazing. 7.5 months.
Already?
Yeah. She was in the hotel room with us last night, and I took her to the babysitter before the tour this morning. I dropped her off at the babysitter at 5:30 this morning so I could get the
tour.
Can
you guys, can y'all see? Do I need to move this table back? Are y'all good? Okay.
Baby's doing amazing.
Good.
She's awesome. Fantastic. So, yeah, we're Woodruff Windows in Dallas, and we're window replacement for homes is what we do. But there's been so many things happen since we first joined Inner Circle, and the biggest thing that's happened this quarter is at the end of last year when I had my baby, I started to get really behind. Productivity slipped. The support from the pods was super encouraging, and I got kind of behind with supplier bills, and we owed quite a bit of money to a supplier. So one of the biggest wins is with support from Christian. Thanks for all the Bible verses and text messages. If it wasn't for that stuff, I would have never found my way back to church. And I think that's the biggest win. Not 9 weeks now since I recommitted my life. 9 weeks.
Man, brother.
And the things that have happened in just those 9 weeks since I did that with me and my baby and the business, we now have our first office. We chiseled down from a $90,000 debt to $9,000 as of today. Got that. Woo! Knocking that out, we got our first official office. We hired an office manager, and the office manager's husband is doing sales part-time for us. he's a full-time police officer, and he's the police officer that got me back into church. Nice. Just crazy how the whole story happened, but it really all started with my man Andy back there and the video cameras introducing me to you in the first place.
That's right.
So
thank you,
that's,
Andy.
That's my guy right back there, and I'm so excited to get my new business partners here, and we're just this whole thing is just phenomenal. So
that's
I just wanted to say,
this is
Stephen.
Oh yeah, I saw your Facebook post.
Stephen Orfis
yesterday.
Right here. He's from New York. He's only been in Texas 4 months and just landed with us, and he's just really helping us take it to the next.
Did y'all just go on the company tour?
Yes.
Just now. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Good.
A lot of fun.
It's still there, right?
Everyone there, all the personalities are great. I love how everything flows. And
they didn't move or anything.
No. There's a couple people trying to run away, but I snagged them for you. I got them back. So love all
awesome.
You guys.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. Mr. Steve. Okay. So again, you run into somebody at the breakfast buffet. And before too long, they're looking at you like, I think you're supposed to coach me or whatever you said, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And here you are.
I need you, you know, and you told me what you do. And I said, I'm in. He said, well, aren't you going to ask how much we charge? I said, well, sure. You know, but anyways, it's been a good experience. This is my second conference. I joined 2 weeks before the previous conference.
Yeah.
And the big win that I have is the Lord has been putting these young entrepreneurs in my life. Mm. And that's the real rewarding part. You know, the first one was Joy. We met and we've stayed in contact. And then my team is on the far table back there. My son just joined the business Monday.
Awesome.
I told him, I asked him a year and a half ago to come on board, and he was pretty cautious, and that's good discernment, you know. And then Connor, another team member, I met him at the church. He's been with me a year and a half, and I can call him an adopted son.
Aww.
And then we got Lorenzo and his fiance Destiny, and she's taking care of social media. But the common denominator between all of them is one: they're on fire, they're young entrepreneurs, and they love the Lord.
Awesome.
And the Lord. And and I think the reason the Lord's doing that is because, I don't want to take too much time, but I'm saying what's been my experience is back when I was 26, my dad died, and I wanted to take over the farming. So I did, and there was a gentleman, I needed to buy some more cattle, and a gentleman, I needed some help. And I said, would you help me buy a couple hundred head of cattle? He said, sure. He did it for 5 years, and then he said, okay, that's it. I said, well, why did you help me? He was on the bank board. He knew what kind of shape I was in. And he said, because you were a young kid that was trying. I wanted to help you. Mm-hmm. And that took us. So my message is help these young entrepreneurs. And your program Amen. Is doing that.
Awesome.
Your
That's
program
great.
Is doing that. Thank you.
Fantastic. Brother.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Okay. You see how blessed we are?
Amen.
How blessed. I mean, where else does this happen? Right. Okay. I want you guys to do a little bit of work here real quick. Clicker. Oh, I went back there to sit down. Left it. Santiago Arango, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Thank you, Chief. I call this session the Inner Circle Preview. It's not only a review, but it's also a preview. So that's why the PR is underlined. Because every time we come here, we need to reflect on where we've been and then preview where we're going. This is called the power of reflection. Now, those of you who were with me yesterday, you already did the business assessment yesterday. If you want to get that out and just, you know, look through it again. The rest of the people, just so you guys know what's going on. How many of you went on the tour this morning? Let me see your hands. Okay. All right. These are all of our future members, hopefully. And how many of you guys are in the Inner Circle? Raise your hand. Okay. So if you're in the Inner Circle, raise your hand. Okay. I know some of you already started. Some of these people that are writing that can't hear me right now, they're also in the inner circle. So anyway, the reason I share that is this session that we're in right now is our inner circle quarterly preview kind of checkup, right? And that's why we're doing all these big wins and all that. But how many of you know that if you want freedom in your business, that you need to have systems, right? Because the process takes the pressure off the person. So we need to review these systems, do this assessment every 90 days to see how we're doing. So let's go ahead and it'll take 5 minutes to go through your assessment, 1 through 10, and then do your will and let's see how that's looking. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yay.
Try for us to dance. Talking about my dreams. Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone.
Hey, everybody, when you finish your assessment, we're going to go ahead and go on break. We'll be back. I'd like to see you guys back in here at 10:25, please. 10:25. Thank you very much. Okay, the question I wanted to ask you guys who are Inner Circle members is, do you see your will improving? Are you improving? Okay, so I want you to be looking at this wheel and this assessment over the next couple of days. Think about what's working, what's not. And what I'd like for you to do is I want you to highlight one thing on that assessment that is the potential for your one thing. Now, you guys know how we work, right? So the project becomes the process. When you have a process, it takes the pressure off the person, right? And so what you want to do is you want to have four priority projects. One of those projects is your what we call your one thing project. Gary Keller, who founded Keller Williams Realty, is the largest residential real estate company in the country. He wrote a book called The One Thing. It's all about focus. And there's a focusing question that goes like this. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier or unnecessary? For example, if you're in debt, you need to go to that financial spoke, because if you're not making money or you're in debt, you got to fix that right away. Okay. Maybe you need to up your leadership game. So I want you to be reviewing that and be looking for your one thing as you go through this conference. All right. Now, our first session this morning was for Inner Circle members. I know that everybody in here is not an Inner Circle member yet. We hope you join the community. If you have questions, please ask us. But for those of you that are members, I want to announce our 2023 Destined Dream Retreat, which will be July 13th and 14th. That's a little earlier in the month, okay? So it's a little less than 3 months from now. It's 2 months from now, but it's not as close to school. So we're hoping that you can get more of your team members and more of your kids there, because we have our famous sandcastle building contest. All right. This is at a new resort. It's at Sandestin, which, as you can see, stretches from the beach to the bay. They have golf, beach, tennis, restaurants, hotels right on the property, a tram that goes down to the beach, a shuttle that goes down to the beach. So we're just like completely enclosed on that campus, okay? The other thing is that we normally charge $197 for a ticket and $97 for kids. But this hotel food has gotten so expensive, what we decided to do instead is we're doing $147 for each adult, $47 for kids, and there's a lot of restaurants right there on the property where we can go get some fun stuff for lunch, okay? Those of you who are in leadership, we are going to have Crystal Parker and myself. I don't have boot camp that day, so I'll be in the room with you. Crystal Parker, how many of you have been in Crystal's class? Let me see your hands.
Amazing.
Okay. Isn't that amazing? Like, this lady was in corporate America, and she went in and fought the good fight in corporate America and slayed the dragons, right? And got the team members engaged and did all the things that corporate America won't do. She's so smart. She has an MBA from Harvard. She's super smart, but she's very down to earth. And so we'll have her for a whole day.